Celebration Ministries presents Prophetic Insight and Teaching with Laura Allison. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope you will be blessed. Make sure you subscribe to get new prophetic insights each and every week.
Glory is coming. We are entering into a season of the glory of the Lord. I want to read a scripture to you. You know it. Everybody knows it. Isaiah 4, verses 5 and 6. Then the Lord will create over all of Mount Zion and over all those who assemble there a cloud of smoke by day and a glow of flaming fire by night. And over all the glory, over all the glory will be a canopy. I love it. It will be a shelter and a shade from the heat of the day, and a refuge and hiding place from the storm and the rain. Glory is coming. Shelter is coming. A shade, an overshadowing of the Most High God is coming. So, let me ask you this question. What is it like under there? Have you ever really asked that of the Lord? I want it, show it to me. But what's it going to be like? What if all that God is in all of His glory is hovering over us like a canopy? Jesus shone with great light, the Mount of Transfiguration. Mary conceived supernaturally by the Holy Spirit. The fire couldn't burn up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Priests in Solomon's temple couldn't stand up. So we're ready for shelter. We're ready for the storms to be superseded by the glory of the Lord. The heat of the battle is wearing us down, and we need a refuge in this hour. Grief and fear have paralyzed us all over the earth, and we need the glory. It's not like just going to the service and having chill bumps. No. That we need the glory. The glory of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7, 1 through 3. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven, fire by night, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the priests could not stand to minister because of the glory of the Lord that filled his house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord came upon the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground and worshiped. This is going to happen to us. This is happening now. This is beginning to happen all around the earth. And this very glory caused the priests not to be able to stand up. The people bowed to the ground. I love the scripture in Psalm 46. It says, there is a river that makes glad the city of God. We need to laugh. We need the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And this river, I want to read you the Passion Translation, Psalm 46, verse 4. God has a constantly flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to His people. His river flows right through the city of the Most High into His holy dwelling places. Oh, I just love it. I had a vision one time of an underground river, and I saw angels, little bitty angels, and I noticed they were dragging these things. And when they got closer to me, I could see that they were dead bodies. And they began to roll them into the river. And when they hit the river, they would come to life. And they begin to joy and laugh and play in the water. That's what we're on the brink of. The Lord is going to roll our dead bodies. Where we think hopeless, despair, we think nothing is ever going to be the same again. He's going to roll all that into the river of His delights, into the river of His glory. And there's going to be great joy. We're about to do a conference February 17th through the 19th at Kingdom City, Houston. Look on our website, celebrationministries.com, for more information. But I want to invite you to a meeting with King Jesus. I want to invite you to passionate worship with anointed professional musicians and psalmists. And I want to invite you to come and rest under a canopy of glory and take a break from the busy world, from the challenging world, from the war that we are fighting, into the deep presence of the Almighty. Come to Firestorm Houston, Canopy of Glory. They're marked, all of our conferences have been marked by power and presence, signs and wonders. We've had all kinds of, one lady came with metal all in her hand. She couldn't move her hand, and the Lord completely healed her hand. We've seen mighty miracles. We have speakers who are miracle workers and prophets. And so come in and just experience the glory of the Lord. Come to Canopy of Glory Thursday night through Saturday night, February 17th through the 19th. Come and wait on the Lord and allow Him to heal. Allow Him to touch you in the depths of your being. Allow Him to bring all of that, wash away all of that that we've experienced, the heaviness, the darkness, the battle. Let Him just wash that away and let His glory transform us. Come to Canopy of Glory, February 17th. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Insight with Laura Allison. For more teaching from Laura Allison, visit our Celebration Ministries YouTube channel or our website, celebrationministries.com. Donate and partner with us as we continue to train and mentor leaders all over the world. Visit celebrationministries.com/partner today. Join us again next time.